I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. The healing hands and loving hearts of caregivers no doubt remain at the soul of healthcare. However, medical equipment, medical devices, and supplies are fundamental to the delivery of quality healthcare, from screenings to prevention to treatment. One of the good news stories in American healthcare is how fast we have advanced on these fronts over the past decades. That said, have you ever wondered what happens to all the previous equipment in hospitals and clinics? After all, just because you upgrade the furniture in your home, that doesn't mean that your current couch is useless, nor is a lot of older medical equipment. While some may be discarded or sold, reliable medical equipment devices and supplies with useful life left are increasingly being repurposed in less fortunate areas of the world and in charity care clinics right here at home. The World Health Organization lists more than 24 organizations that help facilitate the transfer of medical donations to the developing world. And that doesn't include the efforts of large health systems who've established their own programs or relationships to find a new home for older but useful medical assets. These assets may include anything from ultrasound machines and blood pressure monitors to patient beds to the special operating room lights needed to perform surgery, really just about anything that is transportable and still effective. Programs giving second life to tools of care are about more than recycling. They're about bettering the lives of millions. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.